and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We try to talk about the Parsha, sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 5, sometimes 10, trying to talk a little bit of whatever theme based on the portion, based on the words, or based on something that jumps out from the portion. There is a heads up, we may or may not be taking a hiatus for a couple of weeks, depending on how crazy life gets, so we will see. If that happens, I apologize in advance, but there is the PSA. So we are in the Sefer of Shemos. We have come to Bo. We're like at the verge of getting out of Mitzrayim. We're about to be sent out of Mitzrayim in Bo, and then as the Parsha progresses, of course, the last three Makos, and then Paro literally expels us. You know, Be'emsa Halal, he wants us to go, but we go out in the broad day. We leave with much wealth, with Rechush Gadol, just like Hashem promised to Avraham. But I want to think about the idea of the word Bo. Sometimes in life, there are major comings and goings. There are major life events, major episodes in our life where we come and go at different places. And how often do we take stock? Do we take hold of where we're holding in life, pun intended, where we are stationed at life, where we're standing in life? Do we ever stop and think, wow, I am turning X amount of years. I myself am turning 34. The gray hair is much more than my age. I look much older than I am, but the gray hair on a man, at least, hopefully is distinguished. And with my professorial reading glasses, hopefully it looks like wisdom. But in general, do we stop and say, wow, so I am going to be 34 right now. It's almost my birthday in a minute. It's about to be in a day or two, really. What have I accomplished in my life? What have I done with my life? Where have I come in my life? And where am I going in my life? Where do I envision myself in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years? What do I want to have accomplished in my life? Where am I coming and going? Where are we going? Moshe goes and comes to Paro time after time after time. Finally, Paro's resistance is completely broken, and it's time for him to go with the people. Where are they going? Into the wilderness, the barren landscape. There is nothing out there. Just devoid of all human life, devoid of all animal life. There's nothing doing over there. So they go in their own way to the desert, and Hashem has to protect them, provide the mum for them, provide the water for them, provide clothing for them, provide safe travel for them, and the clouds will block them during the day, and at night they'll have the pillar of fire to guide them. Where are we coming from in our life? Where are we going to in our life? Do we ever take stock and really think about day in and day out what we did? That's the whole purpose of the Kriya Shema Alamita. We think about what we did that night. For those people who say the whole thing, at least we should say Shema, at least the first paragraph. But when we sit down and say, I forgive everyone that day, let me think about what I did that day. How many mitzvahs did I do that day? How much chesed did I do that day? How much Torah learning did I do that day? How much did I do for the Jewish people that day? We should think about our comings and goings and where we're coming from and where we're going to. Take a moment to stop and just think, take a pause on life. Life is very, very busy. But too often we don't stop and think where it is going, what are we doing, and how is it going to be accomplished? How can it be gone about? How can we do it in such a way to ensure that we have a wonderful, wonderful setup for our lives? If we just keep going on autopilot in our life, if we just keep going without thinking where we're going, without thinking what we're doing, sometimes we don't always know what's going to happen. Moshe and the Parsha teaches us, you know, we come and we go, and sometimes we have to think about what the comings and goings are. The Jewish people knocking down the resistance of the Egyptians. They came to Mitzrayim 210 years beforehand. They had a very terrible existence for a long time. Where are they going to? They're going to a miraculous existence in the wilderness. We don't have that nowadays. Everything is miraculous. Hashem is hiding in the shadows, of course, with Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Klolis. But think about in our own life. Where are we coming? Where are we going? What are we going to get accomplished? What are we going to do? Sometimes we don't think about our personality. We don't think about our passions and our drives and our inner convictions. If you have a drive, you have a need, you need to do something with it. I envision a life in the future where I'm on the radio talking for an hour or two about different things that I love and the masses can hear me. I envision a life where I come to an audience on TED Talks and I could speak to hundreds of people about something passionate. I envision a future where millions of people listen to all of my podcasts. I envision a future where my book gets published, where I can reach many people. We have audiobooks abound, and I envision a future where Mashiach comes and Beis Hamikdash comes and we're all living in Israel. What do you envision for yourself? Where do you picture yourself going? Where do you see yourself coming from? What can you get accomplished? What can you see done? I have to take stock all the time. where things are going. I envision a future where we're able to lend out books constantly, all day, every day, with the free lending library, with people, and we have so many people helped in the community that it expands, and our entire basement was taken over, not just one big shelving unit, but the entire basement, and it becomes the entire garage and the entire shed, that the whole community can be helped, and everyone has a book from Tani's library and from his wife's library. How cool would that be? How cool would it be to think where we could come from, to think from where we could go? Think about the comings and goings. And that's the quick point for this week on the TTP, the Tani Talks Parsha, sometimes keeping it succinct. When we think about Bo, we think about where we're going to go, where we're going to come, what are we going to accomplish in life, what are we going to get done in life, what can we make sure to ensure is done in the life. You only have this one lifetime, 120 years. You're the only person that exists in this time, in the future, in the past. No one's ever going to be like you again. No one's ever going to be the exact person like you are again. You have the ability to accomplish. You have the ability to succeed. You have the ability to get things done. What are you going to get done? If you have a dream, you have a vision, you have a passion, you have to follow through. If you have a connection and see people are introduced you to the connection, you have to follow through. You have to do that connection. Even though this thing might sound weird or might be weird or awkward or whatever, you have to follow through. You have to go through with all of your convictions. I know nothing about X, Y, or Z, but Hashem sent this job my way, sent this side task my way. I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to complete. I feel very awkward calling these people to do this, what, or the other thing. But I do it. That's where Hashem sends me. Wherever you come, wherever you go, you have the opportunity to get things done. You have the ability to get things done. We think about our comings and our goings in this life. We come with X amount of years before us, and we have X amount of years after us, X amount of words left in our life to use, to say, to involve ourselves with. What can we do for others? What can we be involved with for others? How can we interact with others? When we think about Bo coming, how Moshe comes to Paro, the Jewish people came to Mitzrayim, and now they're leaving Mitzrayim, what kind of exodus can we leave? A stagnation of existence, a wasting away of existence, where you're just reading blogs and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram and TikTok all day? What kind of a waste of a day is that? What can you involve yourself with during the day? Of course, you have to rest and relax, and I'm not saying you can't, but your comings and goings of your days in your life, how many days are the years of your life? The Avos say, the Imos say, they were days and years because they made the most of every day, they made the most of every year. When you think about your comings and goings, think about what you occupy yourself with. Think about what you occupy your time with. What are you going to get accomplished in this world? Think where you came from. Think where you're going to. Think about the Bo in your life. Where can you go, Bo? Where can you come, Bo? Where can you make sure to get things done in your life? Where can you make sure to get things accomplished in your life? If you think about where you can go, you think about where you have come, think about what you can do to shine the light on the ancestors that came before you and to shine the light forward, to pave the way for the descendants that will come after you. People learn more from what you do than what you say. That's a fact. People learn from what you say, from what you do, more than what you say, for sure. Show a life full of chesed, a life full of tzedakah. Instead of talking about cooking for people, actually cook for people, especially when it's difficult. Actually do for people, giving to people, giving books, giving clothing, giving toys, giving items. Donate what you can. We had a whole shiur about that the other night. Donate this, donate that. Tani Talks Life, you can find it all over the place. Make sure to be involved in your life, where you're coming from, where you're going to make a wonderful existence for yourself in your life, as you go about all of your days, and hopefully Mashiach can finally come our way, and we can all go to Israel for the third base of Midrash meet speedily be in our days. This has been the TTP, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.